The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
I've been hearing that there are retailers in Dublin who are considering a legal challenge to the introduction of the latest phase of the Dublin City Council's city centre traffic plan from next August, because they fear that it is going to do damage to the footfall for their retail businesses. Now, whether that happens or not, whether they have legal grounds to do so, I'm not sure. But let's talk to two people. Professor Brian Caulfield, you're a professor in transportation and head of discipline in the Department of Civil, Structural and Environmental Engineering at Trinity. But you're also a committed environmentalist. Do you have any sympathy for the retailers in Dublin City Centre who fear that they're going to have a dramatic fall in business if they have the new traffic management rules in place?
Yes, of course. I think that any change like this will always bring fear with it. And when you look, from my research perspective, when you look right across the continent, across the world, when any of these big changes are brought in, there's always going to be fear at the start. There's always going to be worry that it's not going to work. A lot of the case studies you see from across the world is the opposite. When they're brought in, that the footfall increases, the numbers of people coming into the city can increase as well as you're making it easier to get into the city. But of course, it's going to be fear. I think the city council needs to work better with these businesses and explain to them what's going to happen. But of course, yeah, I completely see their side.
But do they have reason to be fearful?
Based upon what we've seen internationally, no. What we've seen internationally, when they look at before and after case studies, it is retailers that are always concerned, and a number of other groups that are concerned. But what you do see is that there is success, and that you do see that people are able to get in and around the city in a much better way, a more sustainable way. It makes the city cleaner, etc. We have experience of this. Right in Ireland, we've experienced a bit in Waterford and Cork and in Dublin as well. We've pedestrianised streets. We've been slowly kind of removing the private car from the city in Dublin for the past 20 years and other cities for similar amounts of time. And I think some of the things that we've done in Dublin, say, for example, Capel Street, Grafton Street, obviously Henry Street, we would never go back. There's obviously going to be fear. Change, you know, it's scary sometimes. I do think that this plan could work. But, you know, it's a pilot. If it doesn't work, if they're not getting the results that they're getting, they need to be transparent about that. Then you start to look to see if there's other ways to do it.
Richard Guiney is Chief Executive of Dublin Town. I know you've been having consultations with your members. Are you hearing a lot of fear?
There is a large amount of anxiety. I think some of that is down to the information gap between what is proposed and what people are hearing. But also, we had a really good session on Thursday with the NTA and Dublin City Council. There was 100 businesses in the room. And actually, the issue of footfall and trade was there, definitely, but the larger issues were issues around deliveries, access for emergency repairs, so for example plumbing, repairing fridges, etc. Some of the businesses have been told by suppliers that they won't be able to supply those kind of services or keep the logistics because they have a through traffic approach, so they would service businesses both north and south side of the city, and if they can't get through the city, then that would be an issue. So these are those concerns.
But sorry, aren't those issues that can be dealt with? I mean, if they're dealt with in other cities around the world, and indeed other cities in Ireland where there are pedestrianised streets, surely there are ways to ensure that services are provided.
And that, I think that work needs to be done. Now, in fairness, Dublin City Council and the NTA said they would meet businesses individually and collectively to work through their issues. So I think, look, there's still more work to be done. There's still more planning to be done. We may be looking at things like a permit system for deliveries and some of the heavy the heavy equipment deliveries, etc. There does need to be access to a premises, and you've got additional cycle lanes or bus lanes in situ. So I think those kind of things do need to be worked through, and we do need to come up with some clever solutions. I don't think it's beyond the wit of man to actually come up with those solutions. But I think the practicalities need to be thought through before we get to the point of implementation. So I think there's certainly work to be done. I know following the meeting on Thursday, meetings have been had with individual businesses. I've heard some good feedback from those meetings and more planned. But I think there's a lot of rolling up the sleeves and getting stuck in, and certainly Dublin Town will play its part in trying to resolve the issues that will need to be resolved.
Brian Caulfield, could it be that when this new traffic management plan is extended in August, that the greater complaints will come not from people who are trying to access the city centre, but people who are trying to get through it to go either from the south side to the north side or vice versa?
Yeah, I think that will be the big issue that happens when they start to introduce this. It takes time for people to change their routes, to change their modes of transport, and I think for the first couple of months it will look like a mess. It will look like, you know, we shouldn't have done this. People will be taking, it will take longer for people to get around the city. But as traffic starts to settle and people start to find new routes and try to choose new modes of transport, I think that will settle down. The same thing happened when we introduced the Lewis Cross City. For the first couple of months, there was kind of chaos around that. It's settled down now. We wouldn't be without it. So there will be problems at the start, and the media will be all over them, I suspect. But they will settle down, I think.
Richard Guiney, could it be that you might end up getting more people going into the city centre and staying in the city centre if they find that it's more pleasant to walk around without having to deal with all the cars?
Look, that's what we need to get to. I certainly believe that, you know, again, part of the overall proposals have to include the, you know, where we have more pedestrian spaces, that, you know, there's good public realm design, that we address potential issues for antisocial behaviour. You know, they're the kind of things that are, again, very practical issues. But I think we do need to make the city a more attractive location for people to want to spend their time. That's one of the issues with people working from home. We have to encourage more people to actually make the effort to come in, and that is currently a challenge. And I think that's where we do need to focus our minds on how we make those kind of proposals work. I think, you know, as I say, there's a lot of work still to be done, a lot of planning still to be done. But, you know, in terms of the Lewis Cross City that's just been mentioned, I mean, there was a lot of planning that went into that. What issues that we thought could be problems were solved at the planning phase. And I think, you know, certainly with the current proposals, that work needs to be undertaken as well.
Thank you very much, Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town, and Professor Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transportation at Trinity College Dublin.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.